Hello friends, Reflections with MJ. Today we'll talk about justification and sanctification. Righteousness is a gift from God received by grace only, through faith only, in Christ only. Righteousness becomes ours through two means, justification and sanctification. The former an event, the latter a process. In our Protestant faith, justification is a legal or forensic declaration. It is the instantaneous legal act of God in which He forgives our sins and declares us to be righteous in His sight on account of Jesus' atoning death and resurrection. We can read in Romans 3:21 to 28. Here it describes righteousness through faith. And Romans 4:18 to 25, it mentions about Abraham. Now from verse 21, it says, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what He had promised, this is why it was credited to him as righteousness. The words "it was credited to him" were written not for him alone, but also for us, to whom God will credit righteousness, for us who believe in Him who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead. He was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification. This is the event of conversion when a sinner puts faith in Christ and His finished work of the cross. Justification, however, is a legal declaration, not a moral transfiguration or a transformation. Romans 8:1 says there is no condemnation. Now, justification is a legal declaration, not a moral obligation. But sanctification is God's transformation of a believer's whole being through the work of the Holy Spirit. Every part of the person is changed. His thoughts, his values, his attitudes, his affections, his words, behaviors, and actions. The ultimate goal of the Holy Spirit is in us is to transform the legally righteous, convert into a morally virtuous person. Sanctification is the lifelong process whereby we die daily to sin and learn to live more and more for righteousness. 2 Peter 3:18 says, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever. Amen. 1 Peter 2:24 says, He Himself bore our sins in His body on the cross, so that we might die to sin and live for righteousness. By His wounds you have been healed. Luke 9:23 says, then He said to them all, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. This is how we grow in Christ-likeness or holiness. To be holy is to be Christ-like. Ephesians 1:4 says, for He chooses in Him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in His sight, in love. Romans 8:29 says, for those God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. Protestants call this growing in grace. I hope I was able to shed some light into the term justification and sanctification. May God bless you.